This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's stature is growing on the global stage. The minister said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day national conference Manthan 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Singh emphasized that when efforts and actions are aligned with the national interest, the goal of a developed India by 2047 will be achieved. Mr. Singh called upon the Indian Defence Estate's service officers to strive for the development of cantonment boards into smart, green and sustainable urban ecosystems in sync with the government's vision of transforming India into a developed country and aspire to achieve the target by 2035. The two-day conference will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. Union Minister for Electronics and Information and Technology Ashwani Vaishnav today said digital personnel data protection rules are finalised and set for publication in the coming days. The minister said this while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He informed that more than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. Mr. Vaishnav stated that India has 38,000 GPUs right now and more GPUs will be available in the near future. The minister informed that the expansion of more than 500 data and AI labs will pave the way for inclusive growth, democratized technology, and global leadership in AI and electronics. The minister said that next year, India will be hosting the AI Impact Summit. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the objective of the new era GST reforms is to modernize and simplify the country's overall tax and revenue system. Ms. Sitharaman said this while speaking at an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee in Kolkata today.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the NDA government in Bihar is working towards building a developed state with full support from the centre. Addressing the regional convention of BJP leaders and workers from the Shahabad and Magad regions in Rohtas district, Mr. Shah urged party workers to go door to door and inform people about the initiatives taken by the Nitish Kumar government for the welfare of the women and the youth. Addressing at the meeting of BJP leaders and workers in Begusarai, Amit Shah said that the NDA government has provided Bihar with assistance of more than 14.85 lakh crore rupees over the past 11 years for development projects and works. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the revival of the Uj River multipurpose project in Kathua district would benefit both Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir in many ways, including curbing cross-border infiltration. The minister made these remarks while speaking to the media during his visit to the flood-affected areas of Pathankot in Punjab on the second day of his tour. He explained that after the project's completion, it would enhance the utilization of the waters of the Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers allocated to India under the Indus Waters Treaty. 7 new natural heritage sites from across the country have been included in UNESCO's tentative list of World Heritage Sites, increasing India's count on the tentative list from 62 to 69 properties. The Minister of Culture informed that with this inclusion, India now has 49 cultural, 17 natural and 3 mixed heritage properties. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen today. 2-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pornpawee Chochuwong of Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.